You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Ross Reynolds. 2 months ago, a group of football players at Northwestern University in Illinois said they intended to form a labor union. And this week, the National Labor Relations Board ruled. They said college athletes are, in fact, employees of the university, and they have a right to unionize. Northwestern University says it plans to appeal.
For now, the ruling won't apply to the University of Washington. Unlike private schools like Northwestern, collective bargaining at public universities is governed by state law, not the NLRB. Jeff Johnson is president of the Washington State Labor Council. He says this was a great decision and long overdue.
College football, particularly for scholarship players, I mean, it's a big business. It brings in billions of dollars nationwide each year. So they need a voice in improving conditions on the field and the training rooms and what they should rightfully get compensated.
To dig a little deeper on this story, we're joined by writer Buzz Bissinger. His books include Friday Night Lights. It's about a high school football team in rural Texas where life is all about football, also made into a film and a TV show. I'm actually in the middle of season two myself. And his writing has appeared in the New York Times Magazine and Sports Illustrated, and he joins us this afternoon from Long Beach, Washington. Buzz, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You live part of the time, part of the year in Long Beach, right?
Yeah, we split our time. We spend about, actually, I just got my Washington driver's license. We're now about 7 months in Long Beach, and we still have an apartment in Philadelphia.
Welcome. How surprised were you by this ruling?
Well, I was gratified, and I feel at least we're getting closer to the truth of what major college sports are in this country, which is a joke in terms of academics. They should be unionized. They should have collective bargaining rights. And most significant in this ruling by Mr. Orr of the NRLB is that he said they're not athletes. I mean, excuse me, they're not students. They're employees of the university. And look, it's going to be in the courts forever, but at some point in time, I think this will stick. And then colleges are going to ask themselves, is it really a college football team if it's made up of employees? I mean, it's almost like the longest yard. And if it's made up of employees, what does it have to do with college, and what does it have to do with the academic experience? I mean, let's use the model of Europe. If you want to play sports, that's where you go. You leave at an early age, and you go to sports academies. There's just so much dishonesty and hypocrisy in this, and I've been talking about this for 30 years.
Yeah, you've written that because college football actually has no academic purpose, you think it should be banned. Why is that? I guess you've kind of explained why that is, but does this ruling change your mind at all?
It doesn't change my mind because, as I said, I think it gets closer to the nub of what colleges are going to have to seriously think about. As I said, if you don't have a football team, and it's not just football, basketball is just as bad, but if you have a football team that's made up of employees, so they're not student athletes, they're employee athletes, I mean, are you really fielding a college team? Are you really fielding a team that has any relationship to academics? That's why the NCAA likes to embrace the term student athlete because it's nostalgic. Mm. It tries to get away from the fact that these kids are hired guns,
yeah,
and
but
gladiators. And also, a student athlete is a construct to prevent students, you know, filing worker compensation claims,
yeah,
if they get hurt.
But just on this narrow question of whether or not student athletes should have the right to unionize, what do you think of that? What do you think college football players, you know, as the system stands in the status quo, what do they get out of unionizing?
Well, if they get what they get out of unionizing is, I think there's certain things they can do about scholarships, certain rules, whether it's drug testing, scholarships can be yanked very arbitrarily, so it's a difficult system, and at some point they're going to be able, I think, to negotiate, you know, for money, because I think this is where this is heading, and I've said this for a long, long time. These athletes at Northwestern, which is hardly a big-time football school, really, although it's Division I, it generated about $230 million in revenue over the past decade, and these players are not getting a dime of it, not a single dime, and they should.
So you think with this ruling, eventually college athletes, college football players are going to get salaries, they're going to be paid employees?
I think we're going to move this on system. I've said, really, because it's simplistic, maybe it's too simplistic, given the value of a scholarship. Give them the $40,000 or $50,000 a year that costs the basic out-of-state student, and, you know, let them have that money. And you know what? if they want to use that money and they want to go to school, that's how they can use that money. They can pay the tuition, and it means they're serious about school, or they can use it for whatever they want.
Do you think eventually, I mean, Northwestern's private university, this ruling, we're told, won't affect schools like the University of Washington, at least not now. Do you think eventually the ruling is going to trickle over?
I mean, I think it will, and we're talking about years because, you know, the NCAA is a huge entity. And obviously you're talking about public-private schools. But I think, you know, if you have Northwestern playing the University of Washington and Northwestern is made up of employees, which also, by the way, means that, you know, they're not bound by any academic standards. I mean, they could have anyone on their team. And so Northwestern, which is pretty much the best athletes they can possibly get, they don't have to worry about standards. And they're playing the University of Washington, which has some academic standards. It's an unfair fight, and I think they're going to have to level the playing surface, and I think it's a matter of morality that these kids be paid. You know, what happens if they get hurt?
All right, well, Buzz.
You know, Cam Newton's father got in a lot of trouble for hitting up Auburn. I say right on. How much money did Auburn make off of Cam Newton? And, you know, Cam Newton and his family should have gotten a piece of it.
Buzz Bissinger, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
He's the author of Friday Night Lights. He's a Washingtonian now, telling us about this NLRB ruling that college athletes, at least at Northwestern, are employees of the university. They have the right to unionize. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.